Dozens of school children from across Milwaukee talked about gun violence Wednesday and ways to reduce it. UW-Milwaukee hosted a day-long workshop geared toward prevention. A few kids shared their thoughts with WUWM's Marty Michelson. Keyshawn Hall says he falls asleep nearly every night to the sound of gunfire and worries about it.
I'm young, so I got a future to think about, so I think about gun violence. Like,
it's even taken away some of his freedom as a boy.
My mama won't let me go to the park because the gun violence in my community.
It seems most of the kids had stories. Darvell Goodman is 13 years old and attends Westside Academy. He says a gunshot killed his cousin and scarred the family.
A lot of people was crying, man. Instead of me crying, I tried to fill it in, that bad thing, with like a success. So I went to go talk to people and talk to a lot of other people about violence.
Goodman says he tries to talk to people about violence because he thinks that might stop it. Another student who lost a relative in a shooting is De'Ara Wiley. She's a senior at Messmer High School. Wiley says someone shot and killed her cousin 5 years ago during a robbery.
It's ridiculous. Like, you never know the next gunshot. Like, you know, it's too much.
Wiley says one way to reduce violence is to stop making guns.
Just make them for the police. Stop, you know, making bullets. And
one way to reduce the number of guns, at least in the wrong hands, are gun control laws, according to Dr. Stephen Hargarten. He's director of emergency medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin and spoke at Wednesday's conference.
If we reduce the environmental risks that youth perceive as dangerous, which compels them to consider carrying a gun.
Hargarten commends community activists for advocating tirelessly for gun restrictions. Those now in place include a 48-hour waiting period for the purchase of handguns and a requirement that gun dealers keep records of sales. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.